Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 76 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And we're kind of ready to start resetting things and knocking some of those non-native invasives back.
The Forest Service is planning a controlled fire at Cave Run tomorrow.
A letter has been sent to Governor Matt Bevin asking him to withdraw administrative subpoenas.
The new Ale 81 Orange Cream flavor will be seasonal and only sold in select areas of the state.
The former Russell math teacher accused of child pornography has pled not guilty.
A woman has been arrested after she admitted to taking shots of liquor while teaching students at Scott County Middle School.
In sports, the Round baseball team heads to Morgan County tonight.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
And showers tonight with a low around 51 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
There will be a controlled fire near Cave Run Lake tomorrow. The Forest Service plans to begin the fire at around 11 a.m. near the Stony Cove Recreation Area in Bath County. Jerry Willis is the fire management officer at the Cumberland Ranger Station. He says the fire is to push out non-native invasive species, among other things.
We're looking to get that done as well as just reduce some underbrush. This is an area where we've used some mechanical equipment called mastication. So we've done mastication in this unit, and we're kind of ready to start resetting things and knocking some of those non-native invasives back.
A fire ban is still currently in effect in the area. Willis asked residents to stay away from the area during the burn.
Kentucky's Attorney General has issued a letter to Governor Matt Bevin and Labor Cabinet Secretary David Dickerson regarding subpoenas issued to multiple school districts last week. The letter from Andy Beshear urges the voluntary withdrawal of the administrative subpoenas within the next 10 days. Beshear calls the subpoenas unlawful. They command school districts to produce records related to sick outs, including the names of individual teachers and employees who called in sick. LEX 18 was at the press conference where Beshear made the announcement.
They're unlawful because the speech that was being engaged in by these teachers is protected by the First Amendment. These teachers weren't looking out for themselves or their work conditions. They were fighting for the future of public education and its funding. And as we've seen in a similar case in Detroit on sick outs, that speech is protected.
Beshear says the subpoenas also violate law, saying they are a part of an act of intimidation by the governor, Labor Cabinet Secretary, as well as Education Commissioner Wayne Lewis. He adds if the voluntary withdrawal is not made and the governor does not ensure it's done, further action will be made.
Several of Kentucky's gubernatorial candidates took the opportunity to address the crowd during Hillbilly Days in Pikeville over the weekend. Andy Beshear, Adam Edelin, Robert Goforth, and Mike Hogan were among the candidates to speak, as well as incumbent Matt Bevin. However, Bevin's 3 minutes at the podium were met with noticeable opposition and very loud booing. Rocky Adkins also spoke at the event. He tells the Herald Leader he doesn't blame the attendees for their response.
Well earned and well deserved. Not only his bad policies when it comes to public education, not only his bad policies when it comes to working families and how he has harmed them bad policies, not only his bad policies when it comes to trying to take 100,000 people off health care.
Adkins says aside from policy, Bevin's general disrespect of Kentuckians during his term is also enough to justify the crowd's response.
Experts and experienced refugees are working on improving policies to help Kentucky's immigrants. According to the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, the state accepts more than twice the national average of refugees every year. Mary McGarvin is a clinical psychologist and associate professor at the University of Kentucky. She says a refugee's mental health is usually overlooked.
We more and more think of mental health as an entity or a separate thing. And many people that we work with, they connect mental and physical health so that they might not be saying my mental health is impacted, even though they're talking about grief and loss, but they might be feeling it more in their bodies.
McGavern says many refugees are from war-torn countries suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and depression.
A possible change to Ohio's school funding system is proving unpopular in Portsmouth. Under the Fair School Funding Plan, the city school district could face major cuts. Superintendent Scott Duty says the district deals with a high level of poverty and relies on the state for funding. He tells WSAZ the district's tax base alone cannot support its 1,700 students.
We go from 57th in the state as far as poverty to 331st, and not one thing has changed other than something that they did on paper.
Under the new plan, the Portsmouth City School District faces the largest drop in the state, falling 274 spots. Portsmouth is currently on a guarantee, which means their funding would not decrease, but that could change in a year if it's phased out. The proposed plan is expected to be finalized this summer.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has approved Kentucky's plan to meet federal air pollutant and visibility requirements around Mammoth Cave National Park. WMKY's Grant Johnson has the story.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler visited Kentucky on Friday to announce the approval of the state's regional haze plan. States develop plans in order to comply with a portion of the Clean Air Act that requires states to work towards reducing air pollution problems at national parks and wilderness areas. Mammoth Cave National Park has seen a reduction in pollution over the last decade. According to figures posted on National Park's website, Mammoth Cave has had a 65% reduction in sulfate deposit in rain, snow, and smog between 2006 and 2015. In addition to the haze plan, Wheeler says a $1.1 million EPA grant to the Kentucky Department of Environmental Protection to help clean up petroleum contamination from commercial underground storage tanks around the cave. For WMKY News, I'm Grant Johnson.
Yesterday was the deadline for public comment on a plan to reduce the reach of the Clean Water Act. The Environmental Protection Agency wants to change the definition of the water of the United States rule. Both EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler and the coal industry favor the plan, saying it would allow landowners the certainty they need to build local economies, as well as ease regulation on surface mining. Jan Goldman Carter is the Senior Director of Wetlands and Water Resources with the National Wildlife Federation. She says the change could remove protectants from almost half of the wetlands and from miles of streams in the lower 48 states.
The Clean Water Act and all the 47 years of work that we have done as a country is basically turned on its head by this proposal. We're really at a juncture where if we want to have a clean water future, we've got to speak out.
The change would limit the law's protections to major waterways and their tributaries.
A limited-time debut of Orange Cream L8 will roll out this week. L8-1 said the new flavor will be seasonal and only available in certain areas of Kentucky. According to WKYT, the new flavor will first be available Thursday at the BP on Fulton Road in Winchester. Then Friday, there will be a release at the Corner Store on Levy Road in Mount Sterling. Next Thursday, April 15th, the sodas will be released at the Circle K on Richmond Road in Lexington. The last location to receive the new flavor will be Gumbo Yaya on East Brandon Road in Lexington on Friday, April 26th. According to the brand's Twitter account, the first 200 people at Fountain Pop-Ups in each location will get a free sample and a souvenir cup.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Jenny's Embroidery Unlimited, 143 East Main Street in Moorhead. Embroidery Unlimited specializes in screen printing, embroidery, heat press, quilts, and blankets, wedding, anniversary, and baby gifts, custom-designed t-shirts, pullovers, hoodies, hats, and bags for athletic teams, Greek organizations, clubs, and businesses. Open at 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Embroidery Unlimited can be reached at 784-7000 and Facebook under Jenny's Embroidery Unlimited.
University of Kentucky police say a threat against campus is not credible. Police Chief Joe Monroe told WKYT the threat was made on social media site involving the Whitehall classroom building. He says there is no legitimate safety concern, but extra officers were on campus today as a precaution. Police say the person involved is not a student. They say they're already familiar with the person and an investigation is ongoing.
A former Russell math teacher is pleading not guilty to child pornography charges. The Daily Independent reports 47-year-old Samuel Beeson faces 6 felony charges. He is accused of possessing pictures of underage girls, which he denies. His attorney, Mike Curtis, says the pictures are not of students and that Beeson never had any sexual contact with a minor. Beeson taught at Russell High School for about 15 years before resigning following his arrest. He entered a plea of not guilty on Monday. Pre-trial conference is scheduled for June 11th.
Lexington police have arrested a man accused of murder. WKYT reports 25-year-old DeMarcus Jones was taken into custody on Monday afternoon. He's accused of shooting 24-year-old Aaron Coney on Saturday night at the cool of an apartment complex. Officers say they found Coney with multiple gunshot wounds, and he was rushed to the hospital but did not survive his injuries. Jones is charged with murder. His bond is set at $500,000.
A woman is in jail after deputies say she was teaching while drunk at a Scott County middle school. According to WSAZ, 32-year-old Brooke West was arrested Monday after she admitted to authorities she took 4 vodka shots around 11 a.m. Misty Allen is the mother of a student who was in the class with the teacher. She explains what happened during the altercation.
From what I understand, when the girls got to class, the teacher was behind the desk and she looked up at one of the girls and told her to shut up.
Officials say West had a 0.317 blood alcohol content when she took a breathalyzer test. West has been charged with alcohol intoxication in a public place and endangering the welfare of a minor. She was placed in the Scott County Detention Center.
An accused serial scammer pleaded not guilty this afternoon to multiple charges in Fayette County. According to LEX 18, Sherman Denny appeared in court to answer to numerous charges, including theft by deception and wanton endangerment. Lexington police say Denny has been arrested for scamming multiple individuals. He was arrested Monday morning after being involved in a vehicle collision. Officials say attempts to catch up with Denny were made earlier this year, but in one incident, he nearly ran over one of the officers in the process. Denny pleaded not guilty to charges related to the crash, 3 counts of theft by deception, probation violation, wanton endangerment, and first-degree fleeing and evading. He'll be back in court on April 23rd.
A trial date has been set for the Anderson County man accused of plotting a mass school shooting. WMKY's Tanny Wallingford has the story.
Dylan Gerrells was arrested in October of last year by Kentucky State Police. They say Gerald wrote in a manifesto stating he wanted to be the next school shooter of 2018. Troopers arrested Gerald as he was pulling out of his driveway. At the time, he was armed with multiple weapons and a detailed plan of attack for schools in Anderson and Shelby County. According to LEX 18, Gerald's trial date is scheduled for November 25th, giving plenty of time to see if the federal government will get involved in the case. There is no timeline for when, or even if, there will be a federal indictment. A status hearing is scheduled for July. For WMKY News, I'm Tandy Wallingford.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, tonight mostly clear skies with a low around 51. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 80. On Wednesday night mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 56. On Thursday increasing clouds with a high near 79. On Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 55. On Friday, showers with a high near 59. And on Friday night, showers with a low around 40 degrees. Looking at our temperatures, right now in Flemingsburg, it is 74. In Lexington, 76. Winchester, 75. Inez, 76. Ashland, 77. And right here in Moorhead, 76 degrees.
On our feature segment today, students with Moorhead State University's Craft Academy recently participated in an international robotics competition. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
The Craft Academy robotics team traveled to Huntsville, Alabama to participate in the Rocket City Regional Robotics Competition. Rachel Blackwell is the research project manager for the Craft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics. She explains what the first robotics competition is all about.
It's for grades 9 through 12, so that's ages 14 through 18. It's an annual competition, and it helps young people discover careers in science and engineering and technology. They work with professional mentors and they design and build a robot. After they've designed and built a robot, they select competitions to attend that will reward the effectiveness of the robot.
At the competition, the teams compete in an obstacle course that changes each year. The course also comes with a special set of instructions.
All the teams get that information a certain period before they're able to compete. So while, you know, they might receive their materials on one day, they don't actually know what the competition is going to ask of them until, you know, FIRST Robotics allows that information out.
Blackwell says the robotics team had to compete in two rounds in the course and made some great strides toward progress.
This was their very first year at ever being in FIRST Robotics or having a robotics team, the first time they'd ever attended one of the very large Rocket City regionals, and they finished 45th out of 55 teams.
In addition to being their first year, the team ran into other complications which made their placement even more impressive.
They actually had some problems with their programming, and they fixed those while they were at the competition. So at some parts, the programming, you know, didn't work, and then they fixed it. So they learned a lot from that. So 45th out of 55 is a very respectable placement, I believe.
The competition is not just fun for the students. Blackwell says it also helps the students build valuable skills for the future.
You know, team strategies and collaboration helps determination of the students. Students actually learn, you know, teamwork. It builds self-confidence, maturity. And then they sort of gain a understanding of what it means to be a professional in the STEM fields, too.
Blackwell says the team could not have done it on their own.
Dr. Jorge Ortega-Moody and Mr. Jason Stepp of the Department of Engineering and Technology Management. We also had one of our graduate assistants who accompanied our students. We were very proud to have those type of mentors to accompany our team. And we feel like next year, with their leadership and Craft Academy support, we're going to be able to promote this so much more.
Blackwell sees great things in the future.
With their leadership from the Department of Engineering and Technology Management, we hope to build the program into something that will continue in the future and be very successful for our students. And that collaboration is going to help the entire university, I feel like.
For more information on the Craft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics, visit moorheadstate.edu/Craft Academy. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
It's 4:48 and 76 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Naya Andweza has sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pond, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Bypass Pond buys, sells, trades, and loans almost anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Bypass Pond is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays. 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Phone number is 780-7296. Facebook and online, bypasspond.com.
Rowan County Baseball hits the road tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Naya Andweza. The Rowan County Baseball team travels to Morgan County tonight. The Vikings have won 11 of their last 12 matchups, while the Cougars stand at 3-14 on the season. Rowan head coach Scott Collins says his team got a chance to see Morgan County in action during the Cal Ripken experience.
We do know that they have one really good pitcher. Now, whether we'll see him or not, we don't know. But as far as the other, you know, position players, you know, we're not all that familiar with because I don't think we got to play him last year. So if we did, it's a different – we did play him last year. I'm sorry. But I think they've had some, you know, turnover with graduations and whatnot. So kind of a little bit of an unknown.
First pitch tonight in West Liberty is set for 5:30 p.m. Taking a look at regional baseball action tonight, West Carter hosts cross-country rival East Carter at 5:30. Rose Hill Christian hosts Grace Christian out of Huntington, West Virginia, also at 5:30. Then at 6 p.m., Bath County heads to Berea and Lewis County travels to Greenup. Taking a look at 16th regional softball action tonight, Ashland Blazer hosts Boyd County at 5:30 p.m., and East Carter travels to Fleming County for a 6 p.m. matchup. We'll have score for all of tonight's games tomorrow during Morning Edition. Rowan County teams are making their mark on the state leaderboards this season. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has the story.
The Rowan County softball team is 23rd in the state at hits at the midseason mark. The Vikings also broke through the top 10 for doubles. Senior hurler Macy Jones is 21st in the state with 8 wins, 1 loss, and 1 save. The Pikeville signee is 8th in the Commonwealth for doubles and 12th for base on balls. On the baseball field, the Vikings are 3rd in the state at bat and 2nd for hits. The team stands at 6th for runs and doubles. Rowan has 8 home runs so far this season, placing them at 11th in the state. They hold the 5th spot for runs batted, and the team's ERA is 2.02. The Vikings sit at 3rd in the state for strikeouts so far with 150 in 17 games. Senior Shane Taylor is the top hitter at the state at midseason with 32 in just 17 games. He's 15th in the state with a .525 batting average and 9th for home runs. Taylor is the 4th highest RBI in the Bluegrass with 27, and he's 17th in the state for slugging. Senior Corey Binion is 8th overall in hits and 5th in the state for doubles. Senior Matthew Gagliano is 18th in the state in hits and 16th in runs. Freshman Chase Alderman is 20th in runs and 22nd overall with an earned run average of .81. Senior A.J. Hacker is 17th for base on balls. On the mound, Hacker is 24th in the state for strikeouts. For WMKY Sports, I'm Wyatt Melton.
The Moorhead State University baseball team is back on the road this evening. The Eagles will be in Knoxville to take on Tennessee. MSU is coming off a weekend series against Austin Peay, where they went 1-2. And while the Volunteers are a top 25-ranked team, Coach Mike McGuire says they're up for the challenge.
You know, it's going to be a challenge, no question, but it's one that we accept and we're excited about. You know, we won 2 out of the last 3 times we've been down there, and, you know, we love playing there. It's a nice venue, so guys are looking forward to it.
First pitch in Knoxville is set for 6 o'clock. The Cincinnati Reds are set to resume their series with the Dodgers tonight. Cincy dropped a close one yesterday, 4-3. Yaziel Puig got things started for the Reds as the former Dodger home Red during his first at-bat. Outfielder Matt Kemp also put quite a few years in with the Dodgers. He tells Red.com it's always fun stopping by.
These Dodger fans are special, man. I think, you know, me, Yasiel, we've been here for a long time. You know, we know a lot of people out here, close to a lot of people, a lot of family members, a lot of friends. They show mad love, and it was special, especially being here on Jackie Robinson Day.
Game 2 of the series is set for tonight at 10:10. And finally, in sports this afternoon, a member of Moorhead State University's women's golf team is receiving honors from the OVC. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
Following a very successful first campaign as a member of the program, redshirt sophomore Bridget Connolly has garnered postseason honors from the Ohio Valley Conference. The Auckland, New Zealand native was named to the All-OVC Newcomer Team, the league announced Monday. The selection makes Connolly the 14th different Eagle golfer to be named to the OVC's All-Newcomer Squad, while also marking the 36th time a year-end award has been bestowed upon a Moorhead State golfer. On the season, Connolly fired 5 of the team's 11 lowest scores, including one of the team's 2 scores that fell below par. Her lowest mark of the year was her 2-under-70 in the opening round of the Amelia Island Collegiate, an event in which she finished tied for 4th. For WMKY Sports, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And that'll do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andweza.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Eagle baseball hosts OVC opponent Eastern Illinois this week, 5 p.m. Thursday and Friday, and 2 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks traded higher as investors saw the corporate earnings season kick into full gear, with the Dow Industrials finishing with a gain of 67.89 at 26,452.66. The S&P 500 was up 1.48 at 2907.06, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 24.21, finishing at 8,000.23. And in the tech sector, Qualcomm soared 23% after the company settled a royalty dispute with Apple. Apple shares traded 0.5% higher on the news. Johnson & Johnson climbed almost 2% on stronger-than-forecast quarterly results. More than half of its revenue came from prescription drug sales, which increased by more than 4%. BlackRock and Bank of America also rose on stronger-than-expected earnings. United Health Group reported better-than-expected earnings and revenue, and the company also raised its earnings guidance for the full year. United Health initially rose 3% before actually trading 5% lower on worries over proposals pushed by Democratic lawmakers. IBM, Netflix, and CSX are among the companies set to report after today's close. And Boeing shares jumped almost 2% after the Federal Aviation Administration said in a report an update to the 737 MAX software is, quote, operationally suitable. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1.2% at $64.17 a barrel. Gold was down almost 1% at $1,279.10 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a fair day, with the Stock 600 index up 0.3%. In Asia, stocks were very strong. The Hang Seng Index finished up just over 1%, and the Shanghai Composite was up 2.4%. Among Dow Jones stocks, your best performers in the Dow were Boeing and Caterpillar, while the worst performers were United Health Group and Pfizer. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Qualcomm and Progressive, and the worst performers were HCA Holdings and Cigna. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank up 60 cents at $27.73, Kroger up 10 cents at $25.57, UPS up 31 cents at $113.95, Marathon Petroleum down 51 cents at $60.03, PPL down 56 cents at $31.32, and Valvoline was up 28 cents to finish at $18.80. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from National and Offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, MSU's Jazz Ensemble will perform their spring concert tonight at 7:30 p.m. The performance will be held in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Moorhead State University. Admission is free and the public is invited.
The Round County High School football team will sponsor a chili dinner and auction prior to the annual Green and White spring game on Thursday, April 18th. Dinner includes chili, sandwich, dessert, and drink for $5. Dinner and auction begin at 5, and the football game starts at 7.
Moorhead State University's Earth Day celebration will be held from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, April 19th, on the lawn of the Adrian Dorn University Center. The event features giveaways, games, concessions, and music by the Woodsheep, Bedford & Company, and the KCTM Mountain Music Ambassadors. The event is free and open to the public. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Logan Pemberton, Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Grant Johnson, Cassidy Searman, Tandy Wallingford, Naya Andweza, Jacob Lindberg, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Keneally Roberts. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanna Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.